You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Primary school teachers and principals have voted to go on a full-day strike on 15th of August. Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters has called the strike disappointing, but the New Zealand Educational Institute says there is a crisis that needs to be addressed right now. To find out more about this, I spoke to Linda Stewart, President of the New Zealand Educational Institute.
I think what's happened is we've absolutely, the membership have said well and truly that they need to send a strong signal around how they're feeling about the negotiations that we're in at the moment. And so we are in negotiations. We started our paid union meetings a couple of weeks ago where we presented the Ministry of Education's offer. And it was overwhelmingly rejected by the membership. Whilst we were moving through the paid union meetings over the couple of weeks that they were on, the members actually called for stronger action. So moving from a three-day strike to a full-day strike was absolutely the members' decision in the end. We've just completed a secret ballot, and hence the overwhelming decision from the members was to move to a full-day strike. So it's really signalling the depth of feeling that there is from teachers and principals across this country around those issues that are facing us at the moment. There is a crisis in education that we cannot ignore, and it is not all of this government's making. We absolutely understand this. But actually, it is up to the government to look at it and to work through the ways that we solve the issues that are in front of us.
And as you were just saying, that the strike was previously planned to be for 3 hours and now it's gone to a full day strike. Do you think you'll be able to get your point across and achieve what you want through a whole day strike?
Well, we would like to. We're currently in negotiations. Again, our primary teachers are in negotiations at the moment, and our principals were in negotiations last week. The Ministry and NZEI have agreed to bring a mediator into the process also. So we're absolutely wanting to move things forward in a positive way. We're in negotiations in good faith, and we want to come to an agreement. At the moment, we have a situation where we're not there. So obviously, people want to avert these strike actions, but at the moment we're in a situation where this is the plan.
So what is the plan for schools then? Because I believe it's a Wednesday, the day of the strike.
Yes, it's the 15th of August, and Boards of Trustees will be making the decisions based on their staff, whether they've got strong union membership or just what it looks like for their particular school. They'll be contacting New Zealand School Trustees Association if they have any queries around that. We're also sending out information to our Boards of Trustees around the formal notification of strike action. So we're doing all those things. School trustees are there to support Boards of Trustees. Each board will make their decision based on the health and safety issues around their school on that day.
Do you feel like you had the public support behind the strike?
We absolutely do have public support. We've been monitoring that since March of this year, and just recently we released another piece of information around the public. And what I'm hearing anecdotally is around Boards of Trustees who are very, very supportive of their teachers within their own schools and also supportive of their principals. And this Friday we've actually got a day where we're encouraging our schools to actually talk a little bit more with the communities around the issues that are really facing them at a local level. So we've got all sorts of activities that are being planned for schools across this country.
The Ministry of Education offered a pay rise over 3 years. Why was that not sufficient?
So one of the things that we said right from the outset, and I just have to front foot this and say that this is not all about pay. Pay is one part of it. We've said that we would need a significant pay jolt to attract people into the profession. At the moment, we have 40% less people going in to train as teachers, and that's because our young people have a number of choices that they can make on leaving school and on leaving tertiary education. So, and teaching is not one of them at the moment, and that's a real shame, but that's the reality. So we know that we're not getting people into teaching. If we do get them into teaching, we can't keep them in teaching. And so we know know that we need a significant pay jolt in order to be able to attract people in, into teaching and then keep them there. The other thing that is really important to our people is around the workload and the issues that they're facing when they are in the job. So one of the things that we've talked about is having the time to teach, or in a principal's case, it's having the time to do the jobs that you need to do as a leader. We also have our U1 and 2 principals, who are our principals of our very smallest schools, who need a great deal more support than they've got at the moment. Sometimes they are the only adult on site in their schools, and that provides a real health and safety issue for them. We've also got in our classroom those children who've got significantly challenging behaviours or additional learning needs, and we're wanting to ensure that our teachers get the support that they need for those children. And we've got solutions that we've put forward for the discussion over negotiations. So it's not just about pay, but the pay that was offered for the majority of our teachers was actually not significantly enough to be accepted by teachers.
Do you think going on strike, the payment for teachers will possibly get better? Do you think it'll make this line of work more appealing?
So firstly, I'd like to say that teachers don't take the option of going on strike lightly. This is the first time it's happened in 24 years. So it's been a huge decision for our membership to make, but they've made it really clearly. Secondly, around education and being in teaching, I've been in teaching for over 30 years now. I have absolutely loved my role, firstly as a teacher, then as a senior leader, and then as a principal of a school. I don't think there's any other career that, you know, that I would have wanted to go into. But what I do acknowledge is the fact that this has become harder and harder and harder for our teachers. And so therefore, we want to ensure that it is an attractive career, that people do want to go into it, that they get the joy from it that I've got over the years, because actually my experience is that my colleagues and those young people that I meet that are going into teaching go into it because they really want to make a difference for children. And that's the passion and the commitment that we need to see in our teachers. So let's make it worth that. Let's actually show that we really value our teachers by taking what we're bringing forward as solutions really seriously.
We don't agree with violence. We do not agree with the government. We do.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.